Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, April the 18th, Pope Francis appeals for actions that lead to trust and reconciliation in strife-ridden eastern Ukraine. As global coronavirus deaths surpass 3 million globally, the Mexican government goes an extra mile to vaccinate teachers and keep kids in school. And the Pope reflects on the verbs of love interwoven throughout the Gospel reading of the day. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Pope Francis on Sunday appealed for gestures that promote mutual trust and foster reconciliation in eastern Ukraine amid rising military tensions between Kiev and Moscow. Speaking after the recitation of the Regina Caeli, the Pope described the situation as a sad one and said he is following with great concern events in areas of eastern Ukraine where violations of the ceasefire have multiplied in recent months. Expressing his deep preoccupation for the increase in military activities in the area, he said, "I strongly hope an increase in tensions will be avoided."
Per favore, auspico fortemente che si eviti l'aumento della tensione.
And on the contrary, that gestures be made that are capable of promoting mutual trust and fostering reconciliation and peace, which are so much needed and so much desired. The Pope also highlighted the grave humanitarian situation affecting the population in the area where tensions continue and said he is close to the people. Finally, he asked the faithful present in the square and those who were following through the media to join him in prayer for them. The Pope's appeal to decrease military tension in eastern Ukraine comes amid growing international concern for continuing violations of a ceasefire agreed between the Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists. It also comes while a massive Russian military build-up is underway near Ukraine's borders. As Stefan Boss reports, various incidents heighten the tension with a diplomatic row between the two nations and British warships preparing to sail for the Black Sea next month in support of Ukraine.
Russia has warned Ukraine against using force to reclaim territory controlled by Russian-backed rebels in the east. Moscow is backing up its rhetoric by stationing thousands of troops along its borders with Ukraine. That worries the NATO military alliance, explains its Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
In recent weeks, Russia has moved thousands of combat-ready troops to Ukraine's borders. The largest massing of Russian troops since the illegal annexation of Crimea in 2014.
In addition, two Russian warships were en route to the Black Sea on Saturday. Also, 15 smaller Russian vessels completed a transfer to the sea as Moscow beefs up its naval presence because of tense relations with the West and Ukraine. Amid the turmoil, British warships will reportedly sail for the Black Sea as well. Citing senior naval sources, the Sunday Times newspaper reported the deployment is aimed at showing solidarity with Ukraine and Britain's NATO allies. But back on the front line in Ukraine's east, battle-weary soldiers are skeptical that NATO actions or even United States sanctions against Moscow will deter Russian strongman Vladimir Putin. Of course it could become a huge conflict, the soldier says. The young woman adds, "We know that Russia has mobilized lots of troops. We are preparing ourselves. We are ready." She and other troops are in the trenches where landmines litter the landscape. One of them says they are not relying on outside help. I don't know if we should be counting on help from countries that support us, like the United States and others, this soldier says. We must learn to fend for ourselves. And he wonders which country wants to send its people to their death. Faced with the largest deployment of Russian troops on Ukraine's borders in years, President Volodymyr Zelensky has requested more tangible help from the West. The president, who also visited his troops, fears more bloodshed in a conflict where more than 14,000 people have died in 7 years of fighting. Ukraine's president has now suggested a summit with Russia, France and Germany to discuss ways to revive a shaky ceasefire. But for now, Ukrainian troops say they know they're on their own. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In other news, China and the United States say they are committed to working together and with other countries on tackling climate change. The announcement comes after several meetings between Chinese climate envoy Xie Zhenhuo and his US counterpart John Kerry in Shanghai last week. They both agreed on further specific actions to reduce emissions. US President Joe Biden is holding a virtual climate summit this week, which China says it's looking forward to. However, it's not yet known if Chinese President Xi Jinping will join the world leaders who have pledged to attend. This week, we learned that the number of people who have died worldwide in the COVID-19 pandemic has surpassed 3 million. The daily tally drawn up by Johns Hopkins University also shows that the world appears to be approaching the highest rate of infection so far. The US, India and Brazil, the countries with the most recorded infections, have accounted for more than a million deaths between them. Meanwhile, more than 860 million doses of coronavirus vaccines have been administered in 165 countries worldwide. However, the head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, told UN officials, "Vaccine equity is the challenge of our time, and we are failing." Meanwhile, in a bid to save the remnants of the school year, the Mexican government increased the vaccination range of teachers, naming it a top priority. James Blears has details of the Education Sphere initiative.
This decision has been taken by Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who says teachers will be given the single-dose CanSino vaccine to boost return to school as the educational year in Mexico ends in July. Deputy Health Minister and COVID Czar Hugo López-Gatell says 3 million teachers will be vaccinated in the coming month. Starting next week, teachers in the states of Tamaulipas, Nayarit, Coahuila, Veracruz and Chiapas will be vaccinated. The Ministry of Education says children will attend school on alternate days to keep class sizes down and distancing at a maximum. With scant testing in Mexico, the government estimates that more than 2 million people have been infected, while 320,000 have died, but simultaneously acknowledges that the real number is much higher. More than 13 million elderly people have already received the first vaccination of various types, but with a population in excess of 126 million, there's still a very long way to go. Thousands of more affluent families are going on vaccination vacations to the United States to visit relatives, but primarily to get inoculated in a desperate attempt to save their lives, as back home they might have to wait months before being eligible. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.
Two Russian men suspected of carrying out the 2018 Salisbury poisonings are being linked to an explosion at an arms depot in the Czech Republic. Evidence reportedly links the 2014 explosion and an attempted poisoning in Bulgaria to a unit of Russian military intelligence. European intelligence agencies believe the unit is tasked with sabotage, subversion and assassination. The Russian government says the claims are unfounded and absurd. Czech authorities say they are expelling 18 Russian diplomats believed to be intelligence operatives in retaliation for the explosion, which killed two people. And doctors for the jailed Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny are warning he will die within the next few days if not given medical attention. They say recent blood test results indicate he could suffer cardiac arrest or kidney failure at any moment. Navalny has been on a hunger strike for 19 days to demand proper treatment for acute back pain and leg numbness. A prominent critic of President Vladimir Putin, Navalny was jailed jailed in February for old embezzlement charges. Four doctors have written to prison officials to ask for permission to see him urgently. On the third Sunday of Easter, Pope Francis reflected on what it means to be a Christian, someone who is called to engage in a living relationship with the Lord.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Reappearing at the window of his study in the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square to greet the faithful and recite the Regina Caeli, after yet another closure in accordance with the Italian government's decrees to curb the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, Pope Francis reflected on the Gospel according to Luke, which tells of how the resurrected Jesus presents himself in the midst of the group of disciples in the cenacle in Jerusalem and greets them, saying, "Peace to you."
E li saluta, pace a voi.
The disciples, he said, are frightened and believe that they saw a spirit. But Jesus shows them his bodily wounds and tells them to touch him, and then asks for food and eats it before their astonished eyes. Three very tangible verbs, the Pope said, characterize this gospel passage. They are looking, touching, and eating.
Guardare, toccare e mangiare.
All of them, he said, verbs that reflect our individual and community life and describe actions that can give joy to our true encounter with the living Jesus.
Che possono dare la gioia di un vero incontro con Gesù vivo.
Looking, the Pope explained, is the first step against indifference.
Guardare è un primo passo contro l'indifferenza.
It's one of the verbs of love, and it is necessary against the temptation to turn one's face before the difficulties and sufferings of others. Touching speaks of closeness, contact, the sharing of life. It too is a verb of love, he said, and reminds us that our relationship with the Lord and with our brothers and sisters cannot remain at a distance.
Secondo verbo è toccare.
The third verb, to eat, the Pope said, clearly expresses our humanity in its most natural indigence, that is, our need to nourish ourselves in order to live.
Di nutrirci per vivere.
Pope Francis concluded his catechesis explaining that this gospel passage tells us that Jesus is not a spirit, but a living person, and that being Christian is not, first of all, a doctrine or a moral ideal. It is the living relationship with him, with the risen Lord. We look at him, we touch him, we are nourished by him and transformed by his love, the Pope said.
Lo guardiamo, lo tocchiamo, ci nutriamo di lui.
And we look at, touch, and nourish others as brothers and sisters.
Ci nutriamo gli altri come fratelli e sorelle.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more of the same, join us tomorrow at the same time. Meanwhile, for these and other stories, you can visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va, and you can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. My thanks go to Patrizio Ciprari in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.